County Councilwoman Marty Hawk joins us every Wednesday. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm going to share a memory regarding Terry.
Please do, Marty. I need some good news, and I need some good memories, and I know you can provide both.
Oh, and my friendship with Terry goes back like 35 years, 33 years, something like that. And back in the day, many of us would gather to watch the games together or meet at someone's house to watch, you know, the Super Bowl or something of the sort. What a great human being. Always the most polite, congenial person you'd ever want to meet. And I've never met him ever that he was in a bad humor. I just have to say that it's a huge loss and too many.
Well, I appreciate that, Marty, because you've nailed it right on. And I did a bad job last hour because I was scrambled like eggs in my head. And I never try to write things down because if I start writing what I read, it just turns me the wrong way upside down. But Terry was huge in the building community, obviously working at Black Lumber forever. I forgot to mention that and how many contractors and Baskey and all the building associates in South Central Indiana, all those great things and all the realtors and people he knew and ran around with. He wasn't just the sports guy, let's put it that way.
Right. He was a well-rounded person. He was a family man. He really cared about his community. He cared about people. You knew if he was telling you something, he was giving you the right direction. Having to do with the building supplies, if you ask him a question, I'm sure he would have answered it to the best of his ability, what he thought was the right direction to go. I mean, he just was the kind of person you could trust. So I know that you and your family will miss him, as well as the people listening to your program, but those of us who just knew him on a personal level, we're all going to miss him. So,
very well said.
But as you're saying, it was difficult to write things down and then follow along. I find that it's something that I try to do every Wednesday and always mess up because I think, well, if I don't write down what we're going to talk about, I'll forget something really important. And there's been a lot of great important things go on here.
Good.
In this county.
Well, I have my pen and paper ready because I'm trying to do a better job of keeping track as well. And people say, well, why do you have Marty on every week? And I simply explain to them, there's too much going on here. Could you imagine if we only did this once a month? No, I couldn't either. So being gone for a week, sure, it was spring break, Marty. Any big developments that I might have missed?
Well, you know, Ed, we did go ahead with the position for the sheriff so that he can move forward with trying to get the jail cleaned up. And, you know, the strangest thing is for some reason he had been getting this bad advice from Manny saying there was, you know, he would have to go to the commissioners to get this done. And so, you know, when we finally made it clear at that last meeting, look, you don't have to do this. You know, it's a part of the regular process. If you don't appropriate something during your annual process, we routinely do additional appropriations almost every meeting for something that was not included in the annual budget that it shows up that we need to address. And that's actually what should have happened from the get-go. Why he wasn't given the right advice, I don't know. I think there were others who just didn't understand it. But that's the reason why we need to go back to basic budget 101 and start learning our jobs.
How hard is this for the new sheriff, Marty, coming in? To do they hand him a playbook? Do they hand him a cheat sheet of how this all works? Or does he just have to surround himself with good people and kind of figure it out on his own? I'm not familiar with this process.
Well, indeed, it is regrettable that he was not given the correct advice from the beginning. But when everyone was telling him the same thing, that you have to go to the commissioners to even get a floor scrubbing machine.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Now, you know, it doesn't mean that this hasn't, we're getting it worked out. But boy, it didn't have to hit this kind of drama that it hit. Although, perhaps if it hadn't, maybe the community would have never known how neglected that jail was.
Right.
And so maybe there's a reason behind all of this madness that this is the way it had to happen. I'm grateful that he's moving forward as fast as he can with, you know, considering he had this huge delay in trying to get that turned around. But the roof is still leaking, and that's on the commissioners. And he can't even get the all of that debris that's stuck in between the windows so that daylight can come into those cells from, you know, just put some daylight in there because there's all that debris.
No, fix the roof. Start there. No one needs daylight.
Just fix the roof.
Daylight's dry. The roof is not. Just dry the roof. It's not hard.
You have to do the roof, and you have to make sure that it is safe, like with the exhaust fan for the grease in the kitchen. You know how that has to happen because that's dangerous.
But it just shows you red tape. It's not as simple as saying it's his jail. He needs to fix it. Well, parts of it are his, and the framework and roof aren't, and it's a whole convoluted thing. And thankfully, you're here to explain to us how this all works.
Right, it's what it takes to clean it. That's it. If you want to call it janitorial maintenance, that's the whole thing. People get confused about what is maintenance. Well, if it's something to keep it clean, that's up to the sheriff and the jail commander and so forth. So, anyway, we're all on the same page now, I believe, at least with the council. And the sheriff did thank the council and said that they have all begun to be really supportive. So that's really good news. But I can just say that at the last meeting of that committee, looking at the site visits and so forth for what the jail might look like, when you read what it is, what the dream of what this facility might look like, folks, this is it's very similar to what happened many years ago when they determined they were going to build this jail and build this whole facility thing. And the dream got to be so high because it was full of Christmas tree things. And all of it, of course, would be wonderful if money was no object. But they were talking about doing some of the things that there is no proven way to finance it. And they even went to visit in out-of-state jails and facilities.
Yeah, I saw that.
That couldn't have been inexpensive to go do that, when really they should have been looking at what's a facility that a community of our size would have. And look at that, because to look at something where there's so many more, their population is 4 and 5 times what our population is, and more even. Well, of course, they're going to have different kind of services because they have a larger population to serve and more money coming in to do it. So I'm shaking my head here, and I'm thinking, okay, you can't even make up your mind on how many beds we're going to have.
I don't understand why the roof isn't fixed. What does this have to do with fixing the roof?
Well, it shouldn't. No matter, even right. If you aren't going to build a new jail, or if you're going to build a new jail.
But the one we have, the one we have isn't working. Let's start here.
Yeah. Okay. Would you not wonder sometimes? This is hard to say, but it's something that people have been mentioning to me, and you just have to think, what? I mean, was it purposely allowed to get in this kind of condition?
No.
Because there were so many that wanted to build a new jail?
No.
Or was it because they didn't understand how to take care of a leaky roof? You don't. This roof started leaking in 2021, April of 2021.
All right, that's that'll be 2 years next month. So who do we ask that question to? No one's fixed it. There was no estimates. I don't know who to ask or what to ask, Marty, because I'm just shocked that it's gotten to this, because we claim to be educated. We claim to be aware of everything that's going on. And we're also damn smart. We can't get out of our own way. But yet here we are. It's going to be 2 years in 10 days or so with a leaky roof.
Well, and I understand that right now they may be waiting on weather, because it's pretty hard to.
But it hasn't rained for two straight years, is my larger point.
That's my point. We've had clear weather when that roof should have been taken care of. Absolutely. Just no doubt about it. The other question is, what's been going on that there was no equipment in that jail to do the cleaning? That's what the sheriff is asking for. Just let me have some equipment to clean this mess up. Where is the equipment? Did they not for 8 years have any equipment? 10 years? How long has it been? And so that was my question as a matter of internal control.
What was your answer? You received?
Didn't get an answer. I just said, this is what I'm concerned about as a member of internal control. Where is the equipment that the county has paid for? And if we haven't paid for any, then no wonder that nobody's had come to the county and said we need to buy floor equipment. Nobody's come to county council. Did we just think it was just getting taken care of through osmosis? Well, this is one of our biggest liabilities the county has, is what happens inside that jail. And so you absolutely have to take care of it. 3, 4 years, 5 years, no matter how number of years going to be there.
Where does the buck stop, Marty? Whose lap does this fall in? Where is the point of it's going to get taken care of, instead of us every Wednesday discussing when it might get taken care of?
Right. Well, it's all up to the county commissioners, and so because they are the ones in charge.
Is that state law, Marty? Just so everybody's clear.
That right, they are in charge of buildings. Now there's a legislation that was going through, and it was discussed yesterday at the state Senate Bill 317, where they were going to try to make it. It appeared to me that it would be legal that it is the county commissioner's responsibility to do any of the contracts, which is pretty much the way that's works as well. But also it looked like that they would also be in charge of all the purchasing of equipment or whatever. Well, so I started contacting everybody and saying, well, look at the mess we've got, and tell me that's our goal. And so they did not go ahead and vote on that. It was supposed to be up for second reading again. But they held it. I understand there's to be an amendment made. I know that the sheriff's departments, not just ours, but throughout the state, were saying they did not like the way that worked, but we'll go from there. I do say that the commissioners went ahead and signed off on the contract for the designer today, a designer and architect, and it's really great that the lead project person, Mr. Carnegie, I think it is, pronounce his name right, lives here in Monroe County, and it seems to me that what they really want to lean on him for is perhaps his advice as to where, what ground might work best for a facility. But I don't see how you can move forward with saying let's go forward with a design or anything like that if we don't know how many beds.
Let me ask you a stupid question here. Can you have a design that could add more beds or subtract more beds, or is it contingent on how many beds? I don't know how this process works.
Well, the interior design would have to have some, but what we had been what had mentioned before was one of our people from the legal department, Jeff Cockrell, was talking about this, I don't know, 2 months ago or whenever, that perhaps the exterior of the building could be larger, the footprint could be larger, and leave a portion of it not finished out, so that you already know you've got where you can grow into it so that you're not trying to staff a gigantic building.
Yes.
You just fill out part of it.
But we ain't building another one in 50 years, so we might as well get it kind of right to start with, right?
Well, at least get the footprint right or know how you're going to add
sure.
on to it or whatever.
Well, that's why the land's important, too, because I don't think we can go up. I think we tried up last time, and up's probably not the best idea.
Right. That's correct. Now, what you could do with going up is if you did put the rest of the justice system with them, and if they were co-located, then that could be more than one story. But the jail proper itself needs to be just
one floor.
One story.
Yeah.
But we had some people saying, well, we don't want any more. Actually, one of the council members put out something saying we didn't want any more than 400 beds, which is only just, 100 more than what we have presently. Because now we recognize that if the experts are telling us it should be at least 450, why are we starting out short to begin with? I don't understand that.
Me neither.
And we've already, the people in this community have already seen what happened when the hospital was built.
Well, and the other thing as well, if I remember, didn't you build a parking garage and kept a couple floors for some kind of something or other there? You can always go back and change something into something as opposed to not having it. Yeah, well, you got to be flexible. I agree with that.
Well, and you have to think about what it is that you would like to do. Well, there are those who think, well, we won't need as many beds because we really want this mental health facility, and they'll all be in there. Well, do they think that's going to be less money? It will not be less money because if someone has committed a crime, there still has to be consequences for that action.
Yeah, it's not a country club, right?
Yeah, we're not just sending them off and here, go over there and you can have some counseling. If they've done something that's a crime, they need to be a part of the solution, which is there's consequences. And that is in a locked facility with treatment available right there. But if you try to have another facility that is not a locked facility, you're going to have our jailers or our law enforcement or whatever over there all the time trying to protect the community and the people who work there because they're not going to suddenly be well overnight.
And let's be fair, treatment facilities aren't the same as a cell. That's not.
It is not.
No. And the other thing that's interesting, Marty, I don't know if anybody's asking this question, but they probably should. 20 years ago, let's see, that was 2003, right? So that doesn't sound long ago, but we're getting up there a little bit. Did we have the focus or the foresight to say in 20 years or 18 years or whatever it was, we were going to have an explosion in drugs, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that was going to fill up our jails. Do we take that into account for this next thing we're going to build?
Well, I mean, I would not think they would have thought that 27 years ago, though it was longer than that because that jail was already built before I started on county government, which is like 30 years ago.
Right. So the larger point is we didn't forecast it 30 years ago. Now here we are trying to make another 30-year forecast. Well, that's tough.
Well, and the more that we welcome people to this community who are criminal transients that come here for the purpose of selling their drugs or being a part of activity, which creates the need for more jail cells, then we have to recognize that. Now, I know a lot of people don't want anyone locked up, and that's great. And I don't know where, are they going to take them all to their house? I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, remember we tried that, right? Somebody had one in their backyard there for a while.
Right, but what we have to recognize is that your elected officials are going to be making these decisions. And if all they're doing is talking to one another, you know, even if they might disagree on who gets to talk first, if they all agree, oh, well, let's not build a very big jail, let's just build this other dream of a campus where everybody's going to be well. Yes, that's a wonderful plan, but that that does not protect the community, and it really is not in the best interest of the person who can just walk out the door. It would have to be, if they've committed a crime, and if they have a mental health issue, if they have a drug addiction issue, they need to be in a facility where they can receive help, but not walking right back out the door, which is really going on now. If you look at the jail bookings, let me take this
question another way. Marty Hawk is our guest, obviously. We've got a couple of minutes left here before David Hayes joins us. If we're going to have a revolving door, what the hell do we need a new jail for? We just need a new revolving door.
Just don't even bring them in. Put them right
if that's what we're doing, who are we housing this? Who is this jail for? Are we looking for higher level felons? Or I thought those go to the state. This is so confusing.
Right. Well, Commissioner Giffens was talking about one of the facilities she looked at and really liked, but it was all for, it looked like she was saying misdemeanors. Well, we rarely even lock up for any time at all if somebody's committed a misdemeanor. Felonies are something else entirely. But a lot of it depends a lot on how quickly the courts will work that through the system, as well as the public defender, prosecutor, the court system, the other attorneys, the private attorneys, pulling that all together. But it needs to move through quicker, because that is a part of the bigger problem.
I agree with that 100%, and maybe use that money in the probation department. I don't know, but the jail doesn't sound like the answer, but it has to be something different than what it is now. Boy, that is some heavy, heavy, heavy lifting that's going to go on here over the next few weeks. What's next on the timeline, Marty? You talked about the gentleman consultant they're bringing in. Is he under some time frame on when he's going to find land, building, or whatever else to answer for this, or is this just kind of whenever he gets around to it, he'll let us know?
Oh, I expect they're out there looking now. Probably already have some ideas, and maybe it's just easier to say, okay, this is you come back and tell us this what you recommend, and I'll recommend what you should tell us. I don't know how that'll work out.
Okay.
I think that we can trust this company to do a good job. They did some work for us in the jail on the mental health unit that we tried to put in place on the lower level of the jail, and things. They certainly did the job they were supposed to do. It doesn't look like as if the rest of the community, for whatever reason, it didn't continue to work. But, we've also got the lower level of the parking garage.
Yeah.
That many thought, well, maybe that'll be a work release facility. And then it was like, oh, no, the decarcerate folks, or whatever they call themselves, was like, oh, no. So then they made it the Stride facility. Well, somehow or the other, we have to figure out how we're going to get from point A to point B. And if point B is another jail, we got to figure out what we're going to do between now and then, because it's not going to happen overnight. And we need people who understand budgets and understand that nothing is free. So this is not going to just happen for free. And you cannot build a facility on the hopes that we might get state funding here or there, because that's not a guarantee. We have to figure out exactly what we're going to do. And it appears to me that even if they did a jail tax, 20% of which could be used for operations, can this community really hold the heavy weight of more taxes? More taxes, because that's what they're talking about, the state
level. Some of those other surrounding counties pitch in, Marty. That would help us too, wouldn't it?
Well, now, how are you going to get... Do you want to build a regional jail?
When they are released,
they'll all be out there on our streets?
You've already told me they're all coming here anyhow, so...
All
right. Well, next Wednesday, join us. Our next chapter in this book will continue, and you will keep us up to date on everything. And as always, I thank you for your time and your kind words today. Thanks for making my Wednesday a little bit better.
Thank you.